Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Tes. We are up to Sif Zayin. We are in the middle of page Ayin Reish Hey, which is the page following 548. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Ketzad Asiyas Erev. How is the process of making an Erev? So says the Mechaber, Imrotza Lelech Besof HaTchum, if one wants to walk to the edge of the tchum or the middle of the tchum, ulahach shechsham, and to stay there till it gets dark, zehu ikur mitzvaso. That is the ikur mitzvah of the eruv. Vafilu lo amar shvisasi b'mekomi. Even if you don't say my makom shvisa is going to be in the place that I am, elahich shechsham v'shasak. Rather, you stayed in that place till it got dark and you were silent. That's going to be fine. That's going to create your makom shvisa. Lo shna mi sheyotze mi beiso lahachshech alatchum. It doesn't matter if this person is leaving his house to go outward to be machshech by the tchum. Velo shna mi sheba baderach v'chashchelo. And it's not a difference if he's coming from another direction, that someone is just traveling and it got dark for him in a certain place. He's kona alpayim ama below amira. Without saying a word, he's kona 2,000 amas in all directions from that place. And that is the Iker way of making an Erev. Vim eino rotze litroach lahachshech sham. However, a person does not want to burden himself to go stand in that makom as it's getting dark, as Ben Hashmashos is coming in, so then yelech mi ba'odyom, he can go out there before Shabbos starts, v'yaniach sham mazon shtei seudos, and he could put down there the amount of food for two seudos, kol echad ve'echad kefi mizono, each person according to his ability to eat imuchola, if he's sick, so it will be determined a lower amount if he's sick. The ra'avton shi'uro shtei seudos, I'm reading like the Mishabura tells us to read it, and a ra'avton, a person who eats a lot, his shir is going to be shtei seudos beinanios, two average-sized seudos, shehem keshisha beitzim, which is around six eggs. Va'ayin le'el simen shin samaches siv gimel. Mipas o mikol dover shem mishtatfin bo shitufe mavuos, and the eruv tchumen can be made out of bread or from anything that you can make a shituf mavuos, like we discussed earlier. Vim hu lifton, if it's something that accompanies bread but it's not bread, so then you need the amount b'chdei le'echo bo shtei sudos. Sagi, the amount of that food that you would eat with bread for two sudos is going to be enough. Va'omer, and in this case we are making your Erev with food and not with your body being there, then you have to say, Bezeha Erev Eya Mutter Lelech L'Mochar Alpayim Amo. With this Erev I should be allowed to walk tomorrow 2,000 Amos. V'chozer V'lom Bebeso. After he puts down his Erev, he says what he has to say, he can go back and sleep in his house. And even though he goes back to sleep on Shabbos in his house, we measure his tchum from the place of his eruv. We view it as if he's living in that place. But students that are eating by balabatim, that their homes are in the fields, v'chozim v'lonim b'beis rabbam, and then they go back and they sleep in their rebbeim's houses, modedim lahem tchumam mi'beis rabbam. Then we measure their tchum from the place where they are sleeping in the place of their rebbeim, shu'makom linasam, shu'hu lahem ikar. That's the place where they're sleeping. That's not the normal way that we measure the tchum, but since it is for them the ikar, we measure from there. Sheshom hayu chafetzim gam lechol ilu hayosham mizonam. Because really they would prefer to be eating there if that's where their food was, and therefore by the Talmidim, their ikar makom is going to be the place of the rebbeim where they are sleeping, and not the places of the balabatim where they are eating. Says the Mishabura in Sipkaton Chavav. We said, Ketzer Asiyas Erev. If you want to go to the Sofat Chum or Besocho Lahachshech Sham, Hainu, Shiyehe Yoshev Sham Kobein Hashmashos Atshech Hashecha Vadai. That means to say you're going to go sit in that place, the whole Bein Hashmashos, until it is Vadai dark. Sivkoton Chav Zayin, Zehu Iker, that is the Iker Mitzvah. Rotzalomar Shekone Shvisasa Beraglov, the best way to be Kone Shvisa is with your actual feet, Shu Omeit Shom Be'ez Shenichnas HaShabbos, that you're standing there at the time when Shabbos comes in. Sivkoton Chav Ches, that's Iker Mitzvah so. This is not to say that making an Erev with bread is not l'chadchila. You can also make an Erev, like we discussed at the end of the Sif, with bread that's even l'chadchila. Just the main takana that Chazal made with the feet. Ukidei lahakil alav, just to make it easier for the person, shelo yitzdarech leilech sham be'atzmo dafka, that he shouldn't have to walk there by himself specifically. V'leishev sham achetelshach, and to sit there until it gets dark, hitiru lare v'pas, they matered him lachatchila, to make an air with bread. She'enu tzarech leishev sham achetelshach, this way he doesn't have to stay in that place until it gets dark. V'gam yuchal l'shloch al yidei shaliach ukidel kameh, he can also send his eriv through a shaliach if he's using food, like we'll see later on. We said it doesn't matter whether he's coming from the city outward or he's just walking in the area outside. Either way, the Erev will work with his feet without any dibur. Hainu, the bishneim ein tzarech amira v'day b'shtika. In both these cases, he does not need to do any amira. It's enough if he's silent. Aval mikomo kom yesh nafkemina. But there is a difference which direction he's going in. The kishayotze mi beso. If he's traveling from his house, hu dafka biyotze amanas lahachshech alatchum kedei likno sham shvisa. It's only going to work without a dibur if he's going out with that intention to be machshech on the tchum, to be kona shvisa outside. Aval stama, but if he stam happens to be there, the hainu shiyotze min ha'ir v'choshchelo tol tchumo, he happened to be going outside the city and it got dark on him inside his tchum, v'lonis gaving likno sham shvisa, and he didn't have intention to be kona shvisa over there, eino kona sham shvisa, then he's not kona shvisa over there, elo bebeso, rather in his house, kevan shu samach lebeso, since in this case he's close to his house, unless he has specific intent to be kona shvisa in the place where his body is when it gets dark. Otherwise, he's being kona shvisa in his house because he's right near his house. Aval haboba derech lechoshchelo, but someone who's stam traveling and all of a sudden it gets dark, afilu lo nisgavin likno sham shvisa. Even if he doesn't have any intention to be kona shvisa, memela kona sham shvisa. Automatically, he's kona shvisa over there. V'yesh l'apayim l'kol ruchosav, and he has 2,000 amas in all directions. V'afilu hu yashin, even if he is sleeping, k'moshen isbar le'el simitav alef, like we saw earlier in simitav alef. Then we said option B, which we pointed out is also lechatchila, but it was not the ikar takana, is he can make an eruv out of food or bread. And we said that the amount of food he needs is kol echad ve'echad kefim ezono imuchola. Says the Mishabura, Kautzar Chlomar, Kefi Mezona imuchola. V'rotz Lomar, what it means to say is, L'chola Misha'arin B'Seudo Shalo. For a chola, we measure his type of sudos, kefi achlo, according to what he could eat. V'lo ba'inan afilu kashisha beitzim. He doesn't even need to have the amount of 6 eggs. V'hu adin de lezakin, misharin gam ken kefi achlo. So to an older person who has a hard time eating, we also measure according to how much he eats. But for a healthy person, we'll always measure average size sudos. And now we see the Mishaburin Sekotan Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber said, O Ra'avtan, which sounds like it's read together with what was before it. Kefi Mezono Imuchola O Ra'avtan. But the Mishaburin points out that it shouldn't be O Ra'avtan, it's going on the next thing. Tzarech Loma Vi Ra'avtan, Du Lo Koy Adel'el. It's not going on back on that which was before it. Rak Din Acher Ashmin is telling me a totally different din. The after b'chola b'didei misharinon, that even though by a chola we measure according to what he could eat, mikomakom b'ra'avtom, when it comes to a person who eats a lot, then misharinon b'suda beinonis k'shar adam. Then we measure an average size suda like a regular person, v'hum mishum de b'shneim azinon lahakel. So it turns out for both of them are going l'kula, for a person who's sick, who could only eat less than the average amount, the era for him is less than the average amount. A ra'avtom who could eat more than the average amount, he only has to use as an Erev, the average amount. So katan lamed beis, the average amount is kashisha beitzim im kli pasan, around 6 eggs with their shell. So katan lamed gimel, the Rama said to look earlier in Simon Shin Samaches, the Shom Hevia Mechaber Das Yesh Omrim, there the Mechaber brought a sheet of the Yesh Omrim, Shem Kishmona beitzim, that two sudos is not 6 eggs, but rather it's 8 eggs. Vekan sosam kedea rishona, here the Mechaber was so similar to the first opinion. Vayin masha kasadnu shom, look what we wrote over there, the lechadchila nochon linho kedasa yesh omrim. Lechadchila, one should be knowing the more machmir shita and to use the size of 8 eggs. Sefkotin lamedal mi paso mi kodavar. It should be from bread or any other food that you can use for shitufei mavuos. Kem mavur besimin shin pei vav ein sham. Veloke ruve chatzeros de aim arvin al pas. Unlike an erev chatzeros, which is only bread. We learned earlier an erev chatzeros must be bread. Shitufei Mavuos could be any food that fits into the broad range of foods that are okay. And the Erev Tchumen is like Shitufei Mavuos, it could be any type of food. Sivkatan Lamed, hey, any type of food shemishtatvim bo. Vahanishba shalo yehona mikikar, someone who made a shvua that he's not going to benefit from a loaf of bread, afal gav desulo chazi l'shituf, even though once you make a shvua on a loaf of bread, that loaf of bread is off limits from a shituf. Kemavur leel basim and shin peivav, so sivches ladasa yesh omrim. According to one of those shitos back in Shin Pei Vav, however, le ruvei tchumen chazi lo kuyama, but lagabe erev tchumen, even a loaf of bread that you made a shvua that you're not going to eat is still going to be mutter according to everyone. The ha'ein ma'arven a ruvei tchumen el dvar mitzvah, because again you can only make an erev tchumen for a dvar mitzvah. V'hanah's mitzvah lo chashiv hanah, and hanah you get from a mitzvah is not considered hanah. The mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, because mitzvahs were not given to us for hanah, and therefore although shitufei mavuos are going to be off limits for something that's aser hanah, an erev tchumen is more lenient. It's only for a dvar mitzvah that you can make it, and therefore we say and it's mutter. We said in who lift on, if it's not bread or an ikar food, it's something that's eaten with bread, we go by the amount of that you will eat in two sudos. What exactly is included in lift on is bar hakol b'simin shin pei vav, that was all explained earlier in shin pei vav. V'hinei le'inyan shir shtei sudos, in terms of what's considered two sudos, the kan tzarech mazon shtei sudos machal, here you need two sudos of food, o lifton or lifton, l'kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo, each one according to it, v'afilu balabayas in b'nei beso, and even a balabayas with his household members, tzarech laniach l'kol echad shir eriv. So going back for a second, it says "Bekan tzarich mazon shtei sudos machal lifton l'kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo." It means every person needs his own shtei sudos worth for an erev tchumen. Va'afilu balabayis b'nei beis, even if it's a father with his kids or his household members, tzarich laniach l'kol echad shir eruv. Each one needs their own shir eruv. Chutz mibno katan atzarich limo, except for a very little child that needs his mother, he's below the age of chinuch. Ukid l'kamon b'simin tof yud gimel v'tof yud dalid. In this way, the Erev Tchumen is not like Shitufei Mavuos. There we said two sudos worth of food is enough for Shitufei Mavuos for the entire city. And the Beis Yosef brings an Eitza from the Gosa Ashri La'arid B'chometz to use as your Erev vinegar. A little bit of vinegar is enough for a lot of people. To dip in it, the vegetables of two sudos, the zeu hashir b'chometz, because that is the measurement of how much chometz you need. Kemavur b'simin shin pei vav sevav. Alchein, however, l'fima shakasa shem el yirabba b'shem haposkim. According to that which el yirabba writes over there b'shem the poskim, the latabel shtei sudos tarocha vias chometz, that the amount of dipping two vegetables into vinegar, for two sudos worth of vegetables into vinegar, requires a revius of vinegar. Im kein l'fi shir hanoshim shemaniach avuram ha'eruv kein tzarech l'item cheshben ha'revius, doesn't come out to be so little, because for each person, for the eruv tchumen, you would need to have a revius of vinegar. So if it's a lot of people, that happens to be a lot of vinegar. Then we said the lashon you say is bezeh erev yamuter leilech l'mochra paim amba, avol behiniach b'shtika. But if you put your erev down in silence, af shekiven libo likno sham shvisa, even though it was in your heart to be kona there shvisa, lo havi erev kashe erev bepas. It will not work if you're making an erev with bread or food. We said that was only if you're being ma'ariv with your feet. Then you could do it with shtika, but when you're using food, you must speak out what you are doing. Mio, however, af imlo omer kol hanusach hazeh, even if you didn't say the whole nusach, rak sheomer zeh yeh le'eruv sagi, as long as you just said this will be for the eruv, it's enough. You don't have to have the exact lashon that the mechaber brings down. And then we said it's ki'ilu darsham sevkatan la'meches, Danan Sahadi, we are the Edim, Ilu Hayolo Sham Mokom Lodur. If he had a place to sleep where his food was, Hayagam Kein Lansham, he would have slept there as well. Sivkat Lamites, when it comes to the Talmidim, we said the Iker place is by their Rebbeim where they are sleeping. Umistabra Bipshitas, and it makes good sense, the Af Imhoyu Kol Ben Ashmoshos Bibes Balabayasham. Even if they spent the whole Ben Ashmoshos out in the field by the house of the Balabayas where they eat, Mikomakom Lokonu Shvisa Sham, still they're not Kona Shvisa over there. Virak Bibes Rabam, rather only in the house of the Rebbeim. In Loshe Kivnu Bifeirish Likno Shvisasam Sham, unless they had explicit Kavana to be Kona the Shvisa in the field by the base Balabatim. Shesham Hayu Chafetzim, because again, by the Rebbeim, they really would prefer to stay and to eat there. V'chein harolim halonim basada, and so too by shepherds that are sleeping in the field. Avsha ochlim babayis, even though they eat in the houses. Holchen acher mokom linasan, we go after the place where they sleep. Sheshom hayu chafetzim leachol gam kein ilu hayo bilchotam, because that's also where they would prefer to eat if it wasn't there. Wherewithal, v'chein ha-kayotzim v'shom epeiro, so too, anyone who's drying out fruit or guarding fruit, it's the same idea. I'd like to end with one bi'alacha back on page Ayin Reish Hey, and that is, im eino rotze l'tshuach l'hachshech, who said in the Mechaber, that if you don't want to be matshuach yourself to be machshech with your body, so then you can do it with food. Says the bi'alacha at the bottom of the page, the eiruv baregel eino yocho lasos ayidei shaliach. Obviously, an eiruv that you're going to do with your feet, you can't do through a shaliach, kim ayde atzmo. And therefore, that might be a tircha for you, and therefore, you might want to go and bring food before Shabbos, or send some of the food before Shabbos. And that concludes Siv Zayin and Mitzvah Hashem. Next time, we will begin with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.